Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The shooting at a Colorado Planned Parenthood abortion clinic is a tragic situation. Loss of innocent lives were taken by this one individual. But this individual is not someone who is pro-life. In fact, this individual obviously was mentally deranged, and it should not be used to paint with a broad brush the pro-life movement, because the pro-life movement does believe in the sanctity of all human life. Hi, I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com. Matt, this particular individual, we don't know a lot about him yet, and we still don't know all of his motives, but one of the things that does seem to be clear is that he was mentally deranged in many respects. He had some minor and some more major criminal past, none of which looked like he was convicted of. But he had several run-ins with the law. We do know also, even though the mainstream media is not reporting it, on his voter registration, he listed himself as unaffiliated, so he was neither Republican nor Democrat, so he can't be confused or misconstrued as some right-wing conservative. And also on his voter registration, he listed his gender as female, although he's decidedly is obviously a male, but he put female on the voter registration. And he goes into this abortion clinic, and he ends up taking the life of several people and injuring others, but he ends up killing a police officer who was a pro-life Christian part-time pastor. Certainly, this is not the face of a pro-lifer, and he had no indication that he was part of the pro-life movement.
No, none at all. And in fact, that's the greatest irony here, is that one of the three innocent people that this madman murdered was a Christian pro-life police officer who went to the Planned Parenthood, somewhere where he disagreed with the murder of unborn babies, but yet went there to protect the lives of innocent people and gave his life as a Christian, protecting others, even those who would support abortion. He is the representation of pro-life Christianity here. This murderer, Robert Deer, is not. In fact, all the evidence is pointing to the fact that this guy was a recluse, a hermit, holed up in a kind of a cabin without electricity and power and so forth, and that he had a criminal record. And there's a lot of evidence pointing to the fact he belonged to a number of pro-marijuana blogs and everything. So now there's a question as to whether or not marijuana may have been involved in feeding this and the easy access to marijuana in Colorado.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and Planned Parenthood tries to use this to say the rhetoric that came out of these undercover videos is responsible. It has nothing to do with this particular situation. This guy has nothing to do with the pro-life movement. He obviously is not pro-life. He hasn't been associated with any pro-life organization. He hasn't been out at any abortion clinic giving out literature or information to women seeking an abortion. He was a mentally deranged individual, and unfortunately, he went to this particular location and he took the lives of innocent people. Every pro-life group that I know of that focuses on pro-life condemned this automatically, which is something that you won't see from groups like the Southern Poverty Law Center, when they clearly have their website used as a so-called hate map, and someone goes to that website and then goes to the Family Research Council intent on committing murder. And when that person is stopped and now spending 25 or so years in federal prison, that individual acknowledged that he got the information from the Southern Poverty Law Center, and yet the Southern Poverty Law Center won't do anything, won't even say anything to condemn what was happening there. But pro-lifers, pro-life organizations and leaders around the country came out very quickly and condemned this violence. That doesn't represent the pro-life movement, and it shouldn't be construed to do so. And, you know, I've heard some other people say that, well, even one presidential candidate, that the rhetoric ought to be ratcheted down, and you ought to be able to get around the table and sit there and talk. Well, you know, that's naive thinking as well, Because at the end of the day, what you do have here is a Planned Parenthood facility that is taking the lives of innocent people. So on the one hand, you don't just simply negotiate that you're going to take less lives, and that's okay. But on the other hand, you don't go out and commit violence either. And this guy went out and committed violence, completely unrelated to anything pro-life. He, as you're right, he was just a recluse, a hermit, a mentally deranged individual who happened to go to this particular abortion clinic and took the life of a pro-life Christian.
And it's disgusting, Matt, to watch the secular pro-abort, pro-death left embrace this and try to use it as a weapon because they got caught red-handed, because Planned Parenthood was caught red-handed slaughtering innocent babies, cutting them to pieces, and selling their body parts for profit. There's no question. I mean, there's this meme now that the left is trying to say, oh, those videos were heavily edited. They've released all the videos, the full videos. We have them caught red-handed in their own words admitting that they sell body parts of babies for money. And so now they're trying to say, use this shooting, almost gleefully, use this shooting in order to try to silence the truth about the crimes that Planned Parenthood has committed. But, well, it's not going to work. Every pro-lifer condemns the taking of innocent human lives and of babies, as well as condemning the taking of the life of this pro-life police officer and this former Iraqi veteran who was another individual killed, and this mother of two, another woman who was killed in this. None of them Planned Parenthood employees, none of them Planned Parenthood doctors. We condemn the taking of all innocent human life.
Yeah, I mean, he was shooting at law enforcement. He wasn't shooting at Planned Parenthood individuals. He happened to be inside of a Planned Parenthood clinic, but he was shooting outside at people outside of the clinic. These were not Planned Parenthood officials that he shot. These were innocent human beings. Some of them were part of the call of duty, like this pastor. He was working at the at a university, and he went over to provide backup and help, and not knowing that this would be his last day on earth. And obviously, this is a pastor who does part-time pastoral work. He also had moved to Colorado because he is apparently a very high-level, nationally ranked skier, and he went there to do training as well. He had been there for a few years. And now he leaves behind a wife and two young children, and the other families are leaving behind relatives as well, all of whom are innocent. So soundly, we condemn what happened here at this clinic, that this does not represent the pro-life movement. On the other hand, what is happening in Planned Parenthood is they can't just simply shift the spotlight away from them and try to say, you need to stop talking about the brutality and the murder and the dismemberment and the selling of body parts that takes place within their facilities.
No, you can't, and that's what they're trying to do here. They're politicizing this in order to try to put fear in the hearts of those who would publicly speak the truth on this, trying to paint with a broad brush all pro-lifers, all Christians, as kind of falling under the same character as this crazy man, Robert Deer, and they're not going to be successful in doing it, and it's shameful that they're even attempting to.
Well, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. We also have lifeunited.org as our pro-life website. That is a compilation of several different organizations putting information together for the sanctity of human life. Liberty Counsel has three primary areas of our ministry: religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and marriage and the family. Go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org, or libertycounsel.com to learn more about how you can be involved in advancing the sanctity of human life. It is our time to restore in our generation a sanctity of human life culture in America. It is time that the butchery and the barbarous kinds of activity against our young, most innocent boys and girls comes to an end, and that life is held precious from the moment of conception all the way through natural death and at all stages in between. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website. Thank you for your prayers and your financial support at this time of the year. Visit our online store, for many of our resources are available right there. You can also go to our online website, lc.org or libertycounsel.com, to make an online credit card contribution, especially at this end of the year. And you can mail in your contribution as well. Between now and December 31, all contributions that will be given to Liberty Counsel will be matched. So your $50 will become $100, $100 will become $200, and so on. Go to lc.org.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.